Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Tuesday, March the 22nd. It's World Water Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart. Their manager has an acute sense of when a deep hole with deep water is nearby. He's well aware. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
A terrific Tuesday indeed. Currently 3 degrees, working our way up to a high of 5 degrees under a mix of sun and cloud. Fast forward 24 hours and it won't be so pretty. Calling for freezing rain tomorrow and turning to rain later in the day. So be careful on the walkways and roadways out there tomorrow morning if you're
and
traveling anywhere.
And runways.
Yeah. And on National Water Day, let's shout out to my wife Marnie and the collaborative inquiry she did with her kindergarten students about the importance of water. And Marnie gave me a challenge that she gave her students to name two structures that can hold water. And I was like, well, damn. And nothing from Tamik. I'm so sorry.
And she shook her head and said, nope.
That does not hold water around here.
Clearly.
Well, water is the building block of life. You know, it's easy to take water for granted. It just comes out of the faucet anytime you want it. In more remote areas, water can be obtained from deep holes in the ground, as we've heard. Now, Paul, Tamik, and Mark will know the answer to this. Why do dogs float in water? Because they're good boys.
I thought it's because they had a doggy paddle.
Last week was so wet, I spent a bunch of time chasing all these water birds out of the backyard. But I have no egrets. And last night, in a strange combination of National Countdown Day and World Water Day, Rain told me that before I come to bed, she'd like me to start the dishwasher, set the coffee maker, and bring her some water. And I said, okay, but I'm bound to forget one of those two things.
Yes. Better in the text.
I think so. It's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? So many possibilities. I'm thinking Otis Redding. Sitting by the...
I would have done him, but I've done him before. I've done that exact song before. So, you know, I try to keep it, you know, fresh. But there is an artist. Every time I think of a song about water, just my absolute favorite song is by an artist named Garnet Silk. And I think Ventura can guess. There's a song called Splashing Dashing, and it's honestly one of the most beautiful songs for me. And it's almost writes like a poem, and I'm just gonna read a little bit of the song to you. So Splashing Dashing, and think about the sea he's talking about, the Caribbean Sea, right? Splashing, dashing, restless sea, never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad, sometimes you laugh as though you're glad. Little children love you well, love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go in the tides that ebb and flow. Though so strong and great you are, stretching deep, wide, and far. Tiny vessels safe and keep, rocking them gently as to sleep. Wildly and rough though you may be, when you are angry, mighty sea, when the storm has gone, we find you are still our playmate kind. Splashing, dashing, restless sea, never still you seem to be. It's truly, like, I love, love, love this song. It's such a beautiful song. So every time I think of the ocean, because it gives and it takes, right? Kind of like life. So it's a beautiful metaphor for life, beautiful song. Almost like a prayer. So that is my share with everybody today for World Water Day. Just listen to a little Garnet Silk and some Splashing Dashing.
Well, I'll tell you, Garnet definitely has an intellect well beyond the guy that wrote Splish Splash and Take It a Half Bath, you know?
And Gone Too Soon, you know? Gone Too Soon, like so many of our greats. Gone Too Soon.
All right, great tune added to our playlist. And, oh gosh, I didn't do that yesterday. All right, March break. All right, we'll get this onto the playlist and in the show notes as well. And it's time for Ventures with Ventura, sponsored by Future Shop. Great tech, great prices. They're featuring a product to help plants to survive on water and learn new words. It's a really cool hydroponics system. Ventura, what have you got for us today?
Hey, it's Tuesday, and as usual, I'm sharing some tech with you guys, but a little twist to today's tech. Did you know, guys, that 40% of liquid damage happens on computers, and it's the second most damaging thing for computers and electronics, right? The number one is when people actually drop the devices, right?
Into the ocean.
Yeah. So a lot of people are so into their coffee and tea and drinks, and a lot of people have it in the morning early when they're about to get start working, right? Thus the cause of water damage on your electronics. So when this happens to you, what should you do? Anybody knows? What should you do?
Put your computer in rice.
Buy a new one. Okay, so the first thing you want to do, if you get some liquid damage on your machine, in this case, if it's a computer, the first thing you want to do is power it down, right? Power it down and disconnect the power source if you have it plugged in, and just take it immediately to a technician and have them do their magic to see if they can fix it. If you have a cell phone and you're suspecting water damage, again, power it down. And a lot of people tend to put it in rice, but that can work. But what you might find is it won't remove all the water from the device, right? And another thing you might have happen is you might have rice getting stuck in places that is going to be very, very difficult to remove the rice. So what you want to do is, in some cases, just remove the battery if that's possible. If that's a dinosaur phone, if you have to remove the battery, right? If you can remove it. If you want to put it in something, you need to put it in silica gel packets. You know those packets you get when you buy electronics or you buy new stuff? Yeah, if you immerse it in that and just let it sit for 24 to 48 hours, then it will dry out some of the moisture out of it. And resist the temptation. I know I used to do this when I was younger. Resist the temptation of just putting it out in the sun for it to dry out, right? Just put it in a nice dry place, not necessarily in the sun.
And just have it sit there for 350 degrees for 10 minutes. In the
And also take the case off, because that will, retain a lot of the moisture. So you take the case off and also, most important, if you think they're not going to know that it went in water, you have another thing coming. Because most phones have, I know this because I used to do this work, have little indicators on the inside that turn a different color when water hits it. So don't lie. Just tell the truth. And especially if it fell in the toilet, my God.
Buy a new one.
I've touched more than one toilet phone, I know.
JD, when you put it in rice, how long do you boil the rice for, though?
Depends. Could be anywhere from 5 minutes, if you're Alice from the Brady Bunch, or up to 20.
Depends on how al dente you want your phone.
Exactly. Go ahead, Ventura.
No, I was going to say, the last thing that people try to do with their electronics when it gets water or liquid damage is they pull out the blow dryer and they try to dry the electronic, and that's the worst thing. Don't even bother to try that.
That probably explains why all of our systems are down the field. These guys all drink coffee in the morning and then try to use a hair dryer.
Anybody else ever melt their keyboard trying to dry it up?
Yeah, not a good solution at all.
And here I was thinking you were dyslexic, James. He's all melted together.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So the number one tip from me, guys, is just save yourself. Try not to eat around the computer and drink around the computer. And that will save you some stress, right? Yeah, I see Mark shaking out the keyboard. Yeah.
Okay, no, thank you.
And our friends at the Big V will remind us not to eat the desiccant that comes in those packages, and hold off on the temptation to throw them away. Maybe we should keep those packaged in a shoebox.
I'm thinking that.
Just for
keep it for the immersion event.
I did that very same thing because I heard the same same tech tip. So yeah, I have a bunch of them at home. So if anybody has a keyboard issue, again, if it falls in the toilet, you're on your own, but otherwise I'm glad to lend some of my packets.
Excellent. Okay, I'm gonna see how I can condense that into the show notes, but All right. Liquid damage, second worst cause. Interesting. Interesting stat. It's Tuesday. Time for Tuesday's trivia.
I don't know if most of you know that on this planet, 70% of the planet is covered in water. Oh, yeah. Everybody shakes their head, but I bet you didn't know that none of it's carbonated. No, no, it's true. The Earth is flat.
Yeah.
I mean, not a believer.
On 2 hours sleep, nothing's getting richer.
All right, well, that's a lot of waterworks for us today, everybody. Thanks for fans and friends and odds and ends for hanging around today. And hey, if you're buying smart water for $5 a bottle, it's not working.
You're not smart.
Have a great Tuesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girls, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.